regular Megawars junkyard has run out of junk, so we're hitting the open road for a great race.
Four teams will be racing over 700 miles, scavenging from real roadside junkyards and transforming their cars into machines that can conquer a wild alpine mountain pass, treacherous sand dunes, and a raging river.
The first team to cross the finish line at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas with the highest number of points will raise the Great Race Trophy. So strap in as the Great Race continues. Previous challenge, our four teams took on a treacherous, car-crushing alpine rally course high in California's San Bernardino Mountains. The Metal Maidens in their pink caddy are sitting pretty after a surprise victory.
The thrill of having something you planned totally come through as you planned it is just unsurpassable.
My heart's still pounding.
The farm boys in their 1960s pickup chopped themselves into second using some good old boy ingenuity. And now they've got it in for everybody.
Girls just because they're girls. Anarchy because they think they're a bunch of badasses.
Anarchy in their vintage hearse made a flying bid but came up empty.
Man, we just got schooled by a bunch of girls.
Firepower, driving a rapid response vehicle, needs to turn up the heat if they want to score.
It's really putting more pressure on us now to get to back to the front.
It's a new day, and our teams are already on their way to their next full throttle challenge.
Breaker, breaker, road warriors.
It's our announcement, turn it up.
Race challenge is to cross the sand dunes of Death Valley in desert shredding dune buggies.
We gotta make a dune buggy.
Sand dunes? In a caddy?
You'll have to race across some of the most inhospitable desert terrain in the world, jumping over wave after wave of 20-foot dunes and tackling some serious body-jolting washboard.
You've got only 12 hours to get there, scavenge for junk, and transform your vehicles.
So don't waste any time.
10-4, build a dune buggy, we got it.
Sand rail, baby.
Woo!
Another one of our specialties.
So here we are, Greg, we're on the road again.
I just love it.
We are crossing some of the loneliest roads in America. One breakdown or one wrong turn could really cost our teams the race.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bobby Sue, I'm not sure that these machines are going to make it to the next junkyard.
Our battle-worn teams are racing to their first stop, which is 150 miles away, a junkyard in Baker, California. The more time the teams spend on the road, the less time they will have to transform their cars into dune buggies.
Woo-hoo!
We can't give up that lead now, girls.
Hear that?
Yeah. I can smell rubber, too.
The ladies in pink pull over to take a look at their tire. Maybe their log jumping stunt in the previous challenge wasn't such a good idea.
Just look up in the manual, smoking front wheel.
It's dripping right out of here.
I know. Well, that's the grease.
Yep.
I think there's a gas station up the road.
Look at it cooking off.
With the maiden's dreams going up in smoke, Anarchy seizes the lead.
Yeah! That's our Buick, buddy! That's our Buick!
The bad boys in black are ahead, so they decide to stop for a bite to eat.
No kidding, so we're thinking we're going to be last? No, we're first. We're in first place.
We're going to have, like, plate to go. What are you guys eating here?
We can eat here.
We're eating here. We're in the lead.
But not for long. The Kentucky Firefighters, Team Firepower, sneak past the brunching Anarchy and steal the lead.
This is what happens when you're in first place. You get to actually sit down and have a little bit of breakfast. It's good.
Slowly cruising down the mountain and into town are the farm boys.
Are we there yet?
Their slow and steady approach seems to be paying off as they say happy trails to Anarchy.
You guys ready?
Yep, go. I'm ready. Let's roll.
The poster boys of recklessness finally hit the road.
That's how you close doors. Low maintenance.
Anarchy slips into third as Firepower pulls into our first destination.
There's the junkyard straight ahead.
Yeah!
All right!
Number one!
This wasteland of discarded debris is where our teams hope to find all the parts they'll need to convert their vehicles into desert-shredding dune buggies. But the more time they spend here, the less time they'll have for their build.
Alrighty.
All right, guys. Our secret weapon, the half tracks.
Crusher's ambitious plan is to create a half-track tank that can cruise over the dunes. To get better flotation, they'll give their truck a weight-saving crew cut. They'll attach a boat trailer axle in the middle, extend the tires, and wrap rubber tracks around their new set of wheels. It's a time-consuming build that could leave them with sand in their face.
So you guys know what to look for.
Tires, tracks, axles, bar, angle, wider is better.
As first one's in, Firepower has the first crack at the scrap. Back on the road, it's still a mad dash to the Baker junkyard.
All right, hold on, we have no brakes.
Woo!
See that?
That's
see
great.
That?
We're going to Baker.
Baker's that way.
Baker south of Barstow?
Not south, it's east.
I thought Baker was between Barstow and Vegas.
It is, you That's why I said that was where we're going.
The always bickering farm boys pull into the junkyard a solid 20 minutes after Firepower.
This is lovely.
Whoa.
Thank you.
You guys are in second place. Let's keep it going.
All right.
Okay, guys, our main principles we need to focus on are flotation and momentum.
The farm boys will replace all four tires with the wider tread mud tires from the last challenge. They'll lower the tires' air pressure so the truck will slide over the sand with ease. To protect their front end, they'll fabricate a Baja bumper complete with a skid plate. Their three-speed truck won't be a demon on wheels, but their hefty truck suspension should keep them from doing a face plant in the sand.
So let's go, guys. Let's scavenge. Remember, the quicker we can get out of here, the quicker we can get our build going.
True.
The Metal Maidens are crawling into the only gas station for miles around to repair their front tire.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome. People always ask you if you need help. They see you working on your car and they're like, oh, gee, little Missy, you want some help there?
You're headed out to Dumont.
Yeah, probably.
Wendy hopes that fixing the wheel bearing will get them back on the road again. The sooner the better.
Welcome anytime.
Thanks.
Right, thanks.
We're open 24/7.
Alright.
They're gonna need all the luck they can get.
As the maidens head back onto the highway, Anarchy creeps into the junkyard.
Okay, the first thing we're gonna have to look for is something to get more power out of this car.
Team Anarchy's plan is to skin their hearse to the bone to save weight. They'll replace their rear tires with sand-spitting cattle tires. These bad boys will have the speed, but with their car's low profile, it may just scrape through the dunes.
Ready?
All right.
See you, bud.
All right. We have rubber, ready-made track.
Watch out.
That's the saddest pair of carjackers I've ever seen.
Yeah, but you won't believe what we just found in here.
Is that what I think it is?
Use NOS system, dude.
Yeah!
The nitrous oxide will mix with the car's gasoline, causing it to burn hotter, giving Anarchy's hearse a 200 horsepower boost. But such a powerful jolt to such an old engine could cause it to explode.
No, look back. Don't put me home.
Are you good with the axle?
Sort of.
What would really be great is it one with leaf springs already, because that gives us a mounting point.
Yeah, get this, get that. Your boys are taking too long.
He's like a slave driver all of a sudden. Is he up for chief or something?
The ladies have arrived.
All right, ladies are here.
Things still moving, huh?
The girls just got here. Let's grab what we got. Anything else you see, let's get out. Let's
go.
See you, farm guys.
The farm boys are leaving.
Yep, that's okay. We were the last ones out last time and we smoked them.
You're ready for the sand, Bubba. Ready for the sand.
First one's
first
out.
First one's out.
Woo!
First ones to get lost.
The farm boys are heading off on the second leg of the journey to Dumont Dunes. The first team to the Desert Build location tonight starts transforming the machine first tomorrow. We'll stagger their start times based on when they arrive. Showing up later means less build time.
Ladies, we have to handle some sand dunes.
Yeah.
And so we have to take our giant, beautiful boat, and we have to float it over sand now.
The Metal Maiden's plan is to find or fabricate paddle tires to give them better bite and flotation in the sand. They'll also add a protective Baja bumper with a skid plate. They'll have the speed advantage, but the caddy's low stance could leave them marooned on the dunes.
All right, so let's get out of here!
Yeah!
All right. They're the last to scavenge, and there's not much left.
These are good. These are pretty good.
They're looking for tires, but it's slim pickings. Maybe because firepower has them all.
All right, guys, bad news. Firepower has left the building.
These will
actually... Brandon's worried that Anarchy's big new paddle tires will bump up against the frame when they go over a dune.
Go look how close this one is.
This one is 2 inches in there.
Go look how close again.
Go put your hand in there.
I already did.
I did twice.
I looked underneath.
Go look.
I looked upside down.
Well, let's pack everything in the trailer and get ready to get out of here then.
Dumont Dunes isn't on any of the maps we've given them, so they're on their own.
Which way?
Dumont Dunes. Dumont Dunes.
I don't have Dumont Dunes, but I have Death Valley.
Walk here to the stop sign.
Okay. Stop sign.
Uh-huh, and turn left.
Which street is this right here that we were on?
We go left, and it's on the left.
Oh, I'm just running out, so we can get out of here.
Yeah, that is the 50 we just got off of.
While the other teams are lost looking for the dunes, Kiki and Wendy have found some dune shredding paddle tires.
Hey, Rebecca, look
beautiful.
At this.
Beautiful! Good job!
We were going to spend the whole day building these.
I know.
We
don't
have to build them anymore.
You rock!
Yay!
Yay!
We're going to slide over the sand.
Oh, that's cute, Rebecca, but first you got to get there.
Brick 19, anybody out there know where the Dumont Dunes are?
35 miles straight ahead, big red bear. Keep the rubber sand down.
All righty, we thank you, and you have a good trip. 35 miles is the wrong way to go if it's in the wrong direction.
Looks kind of dune-ish over that direction, boys.
With a commanding lead, the farm boys will have a full 8 hours to build tomorrow.
Yeah, that a boy! Hey, guys, in good fashion first and ready to go.
Ready to go.
The Metal Maidens are finally ready to roll.
Firepower lights up second.
Firepower, come on now, let's go. Bring it in third!
Our travel-worn teams are gathered in the setting sun, but they're missing a contender. Where are the maidens? Already 2 hours behind, they've dropped from front runners to bringing up the rear.
They better start tearing up some serious asphalt, because tomorrow our junkyard warriors build.
Teams of Junkyard Warriors are on an extreme road race over high mountain trails, desert dunes, raging rivers, and down the Las Vegas Strip to the finish line at the Flamingo Hotel.
For today's challenge, we're in Death Valley, California, where our teams will transform their vehicles into sand-crushing machines.
Well, I hope the team's got a good night's sleep, but it's time to kick some butt.
All right, sleeping beauties, this is not summer camp. Get your butts up and let's get to work. Let's go! As you know, we're staggering your start times based on when you arrived yesterday. So, farmers, your time starts now.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
The rest of you hit snooze, and I'll be back in half an hour.
The farm boys want to convert their rustic 1960s Ford into a lightweight Baja buggy. They replace all four tires with the wider tread mud tires they used in the last challenge. And they plan on fabricating a Baja-style bumper to protect their front end.
The farm boys hit their truck like a well-seasoned NASCAR pit crew.
You guys are first. You got a 23-minute jump on everybody. How you feeling? about your chances.
We have the smallest engine out of everybody here.
Okay.
And we can't really get that many RPMs out of it.
Hate to say it, but we're hoping on other teams, you know, having problems. Hopefully he's taking advantage of other people trying to really go hard and tear something up.
All right, guys. Hey, if you get second place every time, you end up winning the thing, right?
That's it.
Firepower is waiting to dash onto the scene. Yesterday, they arrived at the dunes 30 minutes after the farm boys, so they're starting 30 minutes later today.
Let's go, guys.
Crusher wants to convert their rapid response vehicle into a half-track tank. His plan is to attach a boat trailer axle in the middle, extend the tires, and wrap rubber tracks around their new set of wheels.
So you guys are making a tank.
That's right, exactly.
I love it.
If you can imagine the worst possible sand, this will do it.
With 0 points on the board, Firepower needs to score in the dunes. They attack their truck like a three-alarm fire.
Yeah, it should be a pretty cool-looking half-track dune buggy fire truck.
Okay, good. Good.
Anarchy is tied for last in the points, but they're anything but worried. They want to tear into their vintage hearse until it becomes a high-powered, desert-stomping monster. Their plan is to skin it to the bone to save weight, add a 200-horsepower nitrous oxide engine boost, and replace the rear tires with sand-spitting paddle tires. It's going to be a tough build, but they're not going down without a fight.
Lightsabers! Chinese Star!
Slow down, man! You're gonna hurt yourself!
Hey, easy there, buddy.
The bad boys settle down and get serious.
2 hours behind the others, the girls finally get to join in.
Okay, it's our time, let's go! Come on!
The Metal Maidens are confident that they can fashion a sand cruiser out of their 70s pink caddy. Their plan is to replace their rear tires with sand-slinging paddle tires. They'll fabricate a Baja bumper with a skid plate to make their caddy cruise over the dunes. They're not wasting a second. It's off with the old wheels and time to fabricate the new.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Hot metal, hot mama.
How's it going?
That's going pretty good. How was your start today? You had a bit
awesome.
Of a delayed start.
That's okay, because, you know, we're going to win.
So you guys had a bit of a rough time getting here yesterday.
Yeah. There are a couple things a little bit wonky. Fortunately, Wendy's very confident that she knows what to do. So we're just going to do a little bit of alignment in the front, and I think we'll be okay.
For the great race, we've brought along our own junk expert, Greg Bryant. He knows exactly what it's going to take to win in the sand.
During the summertime out here in Death Valley, the sand is like powder. It's like beach sand. It's really difficult to drive on. I think this is going to boil down to speed, the guts to go over these sand dunes, and the ability to have traction in the sand. I think we're going to see a hell of a race tomorrow.
Well, let's go to the teams.
The farm boys don't have a hugely ambitious build. They're looking at just putting on more aggressive tread tires so that they get good grip in the sand here.
So they're pretty much just trying to get to the cores and make sure their vehicle's okay to go into the next challenge.
Right, make sure that they don't damage anything. So they're taking a pretty conservative approach here.
Firepower.
What they're planning on doing is they're planning on putting tracks
right
on the rear end of their vehicle. It should work out just fine, actually, as long as they lighten their vehicle a lot. Team Anarchy and the Metal Maidens have big, high horsepower engines.
Right.
They want to put big tires on the back.
Okay.
To do that, they're cutting out the centers of rims that fit their car already, and they're mounting them into the centers of rims that don't fit their car but have the right type of tires on them.
Okay.
So it's a bit more work, but it definitely will adapt well, and they'll have good, big, fat tires with good treads on the back. The Metal Maidens and Team Anarchy are going to leave both other teams in the dust.
Hey, Crusher.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to demolish the body of this van.
Okay.
I'm going to take most of the back off. I'm taking the racks out now, and then I'm going to take this rear door off.
Okay. You know, I've seen sand buggies before, and they're the bare bones. There's really nothing more than an engine, a skeleton frame, and tires. We're going to try to lighten it up as much as we can. Watch your hands, watch your skin.
Stu!
Hey, Stu!
Check it out!
Chop top, baby!
And now we got a truck.
Air conditioning! How much weight you think you just took off there?
I think we took like 350, 400 pounds off.
And Monarchy's hearse may have the engine power, but it's carrying a lot of dead weight.
Let's just remove it here.
Lindog attacks the hearse with every tool in their arsenal.
One hit, dude. See that?
That's because I cut it first. My first 900 hits may have something to do with it, too.
Can I take a hammer to some part of this truck? Anarchy's getting to do it. I want to do some.
Holy crap.
Just because Anarchy's doing it doesn't make it right.
Those guys go overboard, Alan. We don't want to go overboard.
Just take your hammer over there and give them a hand if you feel a need to beat on something.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd let you join in.
Nah.
Three. Nice!
El Camino! Woo!
Shut down by his team, Stoop's urge to destroy only grows stronger.
Let's take the whole dashboard off the glove box.
No, that's part of the framework. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it's stupid. That's why. It's part of the structure of the cab.
If I get a sawzall on there and get rid of it, you guys ain't going to put it back. So we'll do it that way.
No, we're not going to cut it
out,
though.
We're not going to cut
it out.
That's two against one.
Alan's sawzall privileges are revoked.
Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing in that. It's just him.
If it's 5 pounds, it's 5 pounds. If it's 10 pounds, it's 10 pounds.
Well,
if we lose
the
front end, we lose the weight in the front end. I don't care how we do it.
No.
Period. It needs to go.
No. And that's all there is to it.
It's like some kind of farm fight, looks like. Throwing biscuits and gravy and cattle crap, whatever else they got in their pockets.
You know, you're here for a good time, here to have a ball, you know. This is a competition. We're going to kick their ass.
He's very hard-headed, but you just got to let him cool off, and then he'll get back in with the program. And
Stoop, the enemy of fun, heads back to his tent to simmer down.
Firepower's vehicle still lingers halfway between truck and sand-crushing tank. Everyone is having their concerns.
The heavy wheels, heavy truck, heavy axle. But the idea was to make it lighter.
Firepower was extremely successful in what they were looking for in their scavenge. I think that's bad. Because what they're planning on doing is they're planning on putting tracks on the rear end of their vehicle. What they're doing is they're leaving the regular wheels on. They're putting two more wheels on the outside of that.
So six wheels total.
Six wheels in the back. Well, that's just in the back. And then forward of that, they have to have the two idlers that are in the front with two more rims welded on so that they've got some place for the belt to wrap around and go back around the wheels.
So we're looking at like a 12-wheeler.
It's hugely ambitious for the amount of time we have and for the conditions that we're working in. And if it doesn't work, they're done.
You still working on the same plan, right?
Yeah.
We're sure it's going to work.
That's all we got, man.
Okay.
Get to it.
Oh! Rossi's down.
Oh! Teams, you've got 5 hours left. 5 hours.
5 hours.
Left.
What are we going to do with 5 hours?
Man, we got to start cranking, buddy.
Got to get going. Maybe it's...
Time isn't their only concern. Our teams will have to be careful blasting over the tops of the dunes. These windswept mountains of sand are smooth on one side, but a sheer drop-off on the other.
The Metal Maidens are all about recycling.
Yeah,
they're reinstalling their log ramp from the previous challenge. This extension should protect their engine and keep them from doing a nosedive into the sand.
We're rocking, you guys. I feel good.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
This is looking pretty good. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
The Farm Boys have a similar idea.
All right, so it's going to be like a nice hack job.
What the hell are you doing?
Fitting pipe the Oki way.
Looks like somebody's stealing ideas from Metal Maidens.
No, this is totally different.
How's it totally different? Looks exactly the same to me.
This is a Baja bumper.
This is made to slide over.
What is their kind of bumper?
There's a homemade Baja.
A homemade.
That's a tree slider right there.
That's a tree slider. Yeah, that's just reincarnated.
It might work,
but this is a true Baja bumper. That's like under the frame and stuff.
Okay.
Hey, man.
That's how you keep your employees in check. You sneak up around them, and when they're working, you just make sure he's awake.
I understand they have a little possible secret weapon
installed in their vehicle.
They found a nitrous kit. In this area, it's really popular to put those systems on. If they can adapt that to their carburetor and use it, they could possibly get a burst of speed if they need it. The downside on that, by injecting too much nitrous into an engine without injecting more fuel, you can easily destroy your engine.
Greg, let's go pros and cons list. Farm Boys.
Farm Boys. They've got a good vehicle platform, good flotation, but they're underpowered for this competition.
All right. Firepower.
Firepower has a good truck with good flotation, but they're going to be really slow with those tracks. It's going to be a heavy vehicle.
Team Anarchy.
Team Anarchy. Good vehicle, lots of horsepower, good traction. If they put that nitrous kit on there and use it, they're going to blow their engine up.
Awesome. Metal Maidens.
Metal Maidens, again, a really good vehicle with lots of horsepower and good traction, but they're awfully low to the ground, and they may scrape through these dunes.
Who are you going with in this race right now?
I'm going with the champs. I'm going with the Metal Maidens.
Mm-hmm. You are such a woman.
All right, teams, you've got 3 hours remaining. That's 3 hours. 3 hours remaining.
Ooh, 3 hours.
It's gonna be close, man. It's gonna be close.
The gruff and grimy gearheads turn up the heat.
Will they be able to convert their machines into sand monsters in time? Stay tuned.
Four teams of Junkyard Warriors are on the most over-the-top road race imaginable.
They're racing from Venice Beach, California to Las Vegas, Nevada, battling high mountain trails, desert dunes, and raging rivers on the way.
Today's challenge has them smack in the middle of the 100-degree heat of Death Valley, California.
With less than 3 hours left, the Farm Boys have already fabricated a skid plate and installed aggressive tread tires to make their truck slide over the sand.
The team to beat, the Metal Maidens, have also attached a skid plate and added some sand-eating paddle tires to conquer the dunes. Anarchy has installed a nitrous kit to give them a boost of speed, and they've left their rooftop for dead.
On the desert back burner is firepower. Only one side of their half-track tank is finished.
You know, as team captain, are you going to get this done? Is there some kinds of
concerns? Yeah, there's a lot of work in getting the first side done because you have to get everything lined up, get all the pieces cut. The second side will go together in a snap. It's just a matter of duplicating what you did on this side.
You're a little concerned about getting down, aren't you? I can see in your eyes. You're a little concerned. Okay.
Fletch and Keith are worried, too. Will Captain Crusher's three-wheel concoction work?
Oh, man.
Boy, I sure hope this doesn't break.
You and me both.
We are running into a little problems here and there, so hopefully we have enough time to get it completed.
I want to be optimistic, but after our performance on the log, you know, I'm just a little concerned. Fortunately, there are no logs out here in the desert, or none that I can see.
Have you seen the 13/16 socket?
No, I have not.
Anarchy needs to borrow a tool from the Farm Boys. But first, they'll have to get past Stoop.
No. If they lost their socket and they can't put their tires back on, they can't race. So why should we share with them?
F*** off.
Huh? Yeah, I know. I didn't want him to cut that.
But Alan's always had a little bad playground skills.
I'm sorry, but that's just their own damn fault. You got to keep track of your stuff.
He got low marks in sharing.
So it's back to the common tent for the angry farmer.
It's not like we want to come in and take your daughters.
No, you're not going to use a socket.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, now they're really going to get their ass kicked tomorrow.
The Metal Maidens have a little trick up their pretty pink sleeves. They want to weld up their rear differential.
Which is good for the sand. That means that they're not going to get in a situation where they've got one tire spinning in the sand, the other one's not giving them any traction.
The other teams all know way more about cars and mechanics than we do. However, we are smart and we are creative and we are confident. We're not making foolish decisions, but we may be making decisions that other people wouldn't make based on their expertise.
Great. Awesome.
Yes.
Looking good, girl.
With Stoop heading back from the calming tent and their build almost complete, the Farm Boys decide to take their truck for a victory lap.
Hey, check it out, girls. There go the Farm Boys.
The truck may be home on the range, but we'll see how it handles in the sand. As the dust settles, the rest of the teams realize they better kick it in a high gear.
We still got a lot of work to do.
That felt good. That felt real good.
Farm Boys got here first, started first,
finished first.
Done.
They've already tested theirs. does really well. They've added a few enhancements like the Baja style bumper so that they can go over the sand dunes. That's going to be really helpful. They put good big fat tires all the way around and actually have depressurized them down to about 12 PSI. They're going to get good flotation. They're going to get good traction. But when you take everything out of it, it's still a pickup truck with a three-speed transmission. There's not a whole bunch that they could do.
Firepower needs to put the Rapid back into rapid response if they want to finish in time.
Anarchy is installing their sand-eating paddle tires.
Okay.
The Metal Maidens are going on a diet, a car diet. Anything that isn't crucial is being hacked off.
Hey, guys.
And Stoop is taking a rest from being a horse's behind.
Call me for dinner, would you?
Okay.
You guys are on it. You're doing good.
Great.
I'm the supervisor.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining in your build. That's
oh, God.
2 hours remaining.
2 hours for a nap?
2 hour nap.
I think we need to test ride it.
All right, Lindy. We can't break it now.
Look at that rooster tail, brother!
As Anarchy heads into the darkness, they're kicking up some serious concerns from the other teams.
Yeah, this thing goes bad!
Boy, those rears are some monsters, man.
Look at the roosters, dude! You're just tearing the place up! Look at those tires, man! They're just sick! It was awesome!
So unfortunately, I'm kind of stuck. I'm trying to scramble, get this done, and then a whole lot of stuff will go together real quick.
Okay. With less than 1 hour left, Firepower's suffering from burnout.
This needs to be aligned with the tires in the back.
They've only managed to install one half of their half-track system.
As soon as I get this done, we can crank.
Fletch and Keith are waiting around for Crusher to finish the final rear extension piece.
I just need to crank this out real quickly.
7 will work.
Well, let's just put the big damn tires back on and let's call it a night.
What? Got your finger.
Against all doubts, Crusher finally gets his second rear assembly on. Now all they have to do is mount the rubber track.
Hey, you guys, let's go for a ride.
Okay.
We're kind of like turning our cruiser into like the sand buggy cruiser.
Hope that ain't all the power they got. That don't sound like it's getting up and going anywhere, you know what I'm saying?
And the girls welded up their rear end, huh?
Man, I've never driven sand dunes.
That car looks so sick. We're really proud of it, and it looks so cool.
At this point, I don't care. I just love it. I don't care how we do tomorrow. I'm driving this, and we're going to love it.
All right, Greg, where are they placed, first through fourth, and distances between?
First, Metal Maidens.
Yep.
Just behind them. Just behind them, Team Anarchy. Then we're going to have the Farm Boys, I think several car lengths behind them. And then coming in pretty far behind, we're going to have Firepower.
That's okay.
With moments to spare, Firepower assembles their tracks.
Pull that way, please.
All right, teams, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop!
Excellent work, great work.
Cruising over some sand dunes.
The teams have successfully transformed their vehicles into sand shredding machines.
Hey.
So bring on the belly dancers, because tonight we celebrate desert style. Tomorrow we race. War is brewing in the barren, windswept deserts of Death Valley, California.
Four teams work late into the night transforming their vehicles into desert shredding dune buggies that can conquer these car-crushing mountains of sand.
But before they race, our four teams are given a half hour to make last-minute adjustments to their vehicles.
Can you see if you can get another click out of that thing?
Team Firepower is giving their half-track tank a test spin. Crusher adds a safety bar to ensure that their tank won't end up dead in its tracks.
What's going on with the tracks?
Look good, by the way. It's actually a pretty sensitive operation. You got to get them lined up just right, or they go this way, or they go this way.
Is this crunch time?
This pressure's on.
How you guys feeling right now?
We're used to it, man.
Anarchy is hammering off some extra weight and installing their secret weapon, nitrous oxide.
What up, baby doll?
Are you ready?
Yep. That's mad horsepower.
Yeah.
Mad horsepower. We got boost. But I'm gonna be punching that nitrous here and there. If I can hear the motor start rattling, I'll let off for a while to hopefully, you know, so we don't blow the bottom out of it.
So if there's something in the course jump worthy, we're jumping it.
They've done the right stuff. They've lightened their vehicle. They've cut all that top roof section off. They've lost several hundred pounds. They put on these really aggressive tires. But you see that blue bottle
right
there?
Let's talk about this guy.
That's nitrous oxide. What that does is it gives your engine a boost of oxygen. They'll blow their engine up if they use it too much. So they need to use that judiciously. And I don't think that's part of their vocabulary.
I don't think it is either.
With their truck ready to hit the sand, the farm boys trick out their ride, hillbilly style.
Flames make you go faster, didn't you know that?
Hey, farm boys! Nice flames!
Thanks, ladies!
As long as we start on a flat spot before we hit the hill, and we can get into high gear and just get going as fast as we can, I think we have as good a chance as anyone else does, even though we're a little underpowered.
They ought to do pretty well in this challenge. They put a Baja bumper on their truck so that if they run into a sand dune, at least it'll help them slide over. They've changed their front tires to something with a little bit more meat up there.
That's it?
You know, they didn't do any real major modifications. It's still a truck. It's still a truck. It's going to move slow like a truck. They can win this one if they drive hard enough and smart enough.
The Metal Maidens must be ultra confident in their engineering skills because they're spending this valuable time decorating their car.
And of course, we're such a circus with the big pink caddy with flames and inner silly outfits and everything. We're all like, woo!
They've got decorations.
They do have decorations.
Lots of decorations.
And speed decorations.
Now, very much starting to look very girly.
And remember the skid that they put to get over the log?
Yeah.
They plated that in, so they've got a Baja-style bumper so that they... They can slide over any sand dunes because they do have fairly low clearance. This is a competitive car.
Firepower is still battling away.
That's perfect.
And Kiki's gone flaming mad.
You can't put flames on a fire truck. We're going to want to put it out.
Team Firepower really worked hard to make a half track.
So they got the two back tires they added. They got the two rims in the front hole that they lost, obviously, a lot of weight.
A lot of weight. You can see how thick that aluminum was. They lost a lot of weight off of there.
All right, so you've seen all four vehicles. What are your predictions?
I think the Metal Maidens are going to take it, first place. Team Anarchy, second, but not far behind, and it's going to be a real battle between those two. Farm Boys, I think, will come in a comfortable third, and then Firepower, I believe, will finish.
The starting line has been drawn in the sand. Our restless teams are pulling up one by one. But where the heck is Firepower?
The race is minutes away, and they're scrambling to finish their half track. Crusher's design is pushing his team to the edge.
Angry? I don't get angry.
It's now or never. Firepower takes to the line.
Okay, back up. Okay, we don't have any tracks anymore.
You still working on the same plan, right?
Yeah.
We're sure it's gonna work.
That's all we got, man.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure hope this doesn't break.
You and me both.
Everyone said it couldn't be done. And they were right!
Has Crusher's failed dream permanently put Firepower out of commission? Or will they rise from the ashes and face off with the other teams? Find out next. The great race. Mush, Rossi, mush.
Can't take much more of this.
On the way to the start line, Firepower's design left them dead in their tracks.
Angry? I don't get angry.
But instead of burying their heads in the sand, the Kentucky firefighters are bravely taking the line with the other teams.
I saw that you lost your tracks. What happened?
Well, a piece of cast iron on the Eiler axle broke, actually, when we were going out through, so we just decided to take it clear off. Our backup plan had always been if the tracks come off, we still have tires in the back, so it worked out okay.
For these junkyard warriors, nothing is written unless they write it. As the Quiznos sub helicopter takes to the sky, let's take a look at the teams. The Metal Maidens in their 70s pink caddy are the team to beat with 4 points.
The Farm Boys in their rustic truck have 3 points.
Anarchy has 0 points. They'll have to push their vintage hearse to the limit to dig themselves out of this grave.
Firepower in their Chop Chop fire truck also have 0 points and may just sink in the sand.
The 2-mile course passes through some of the most treacherous sand dunes in the world. First, our teams will tackle a quarter-mile patch of spine-crushing moguls. They can opt to take a longer, lighter outside route, but it will cost them time. Next, they'll blast over the car-crushing 20-foot dune, the Camel's Hump. After that is a half-mile collection of smaller dunes and moguls called the Sun's Anvil. The first team to cross the finish line is the winner.
All right, Bobby Shore, are we ready to start this race?
All right, in 5, 4, 3,
I'm missing off me, baby.
1, go! The teams take off the line and Firepower blasts to the lead.
Firepower's in front? What?
Not for long. The farm boys are heading straight through the moguls. What? Anarchy's taking the outer edge of the course. It's lighter on their car, but it'll cost them time.
Farm boys have got an awesome lead. They're definitely in front.
Come on.
The farmers are the first to take the plunge over the Camel's Hump.
Whoa.
Oh, what a hit. Their Baja bumper keeps them from upending, but they're slowing down. Anarchy's in from the outer edge and diving hard over the dreaded Camel's Hump.
Take it easy. You want me to try it?
With a half mile to go, they're holding off on using the nitrous oxide boost.
The Metal Maidens and Firepower are also competing right now for 3rd and 4th.
Oh, the Camel's Hump claims its first victim. The Maiden skin plate is dragging under their car and slowing them down.
Firepower sees their chance and guns it.
Holy,
that hurt. Oh my gosh, look at Firepower, they're closing the gap. Anarchy and the Farm Boys are head-to-head entering the mogul and dune-ridden Sun's Anvil. With a quarter mile left, Anarchy makes their play for the lead. The Bad Boys hit their nitrous oxide, but can their engine take it?
Oh, here comes Anarchy!
Oh, they're giving the Farm Boys a dust bath! Hearse's engine is taking the nitrous oxide abuse.
Hunter.
Farm boys are way far behind. If Anarchy can keep their car together, they've got it.
Here come the farm boys in way in
way
second place.
In second. Anarchy is just flying through this course.
Take it easy.
Anarchy takes first.
Surprised that their car is still together.
The farm boys bring it in second.
Oh my gosh, this is a close race. Third, fourth.
Firepower and the Maidens are battling it out. Who will cross the finish line next? Firepower, the Maidens. And as the dust settles, who's going to take third? Oh, the Metal Maidens take third, and Firepower brings up the rear.
Dude, we got some serious air.
Dude, that nitrous was going forever.
Anarchy! Yeah, baby, yeah! What a race! That was awesome. How'd the nitrous do?
Oh, that nitrous scared the crap out of me.
You guys came screaming around that corner, boy. It was awesome.
You're absolutely crazy. You have a death wish. All three of you guys.
Teams, unbelievable race!
What a day!
Everybody made it! And Anarchy, the title goes to you today.
Yeah.
Unbelievable! Yeah. Anarchy receives 4 points for first place. The Farm Boys get 3 points. The Metal Maidens 2 points. And Firepower locks in 1 point.
Yeah. Woo. All right, after two challenges, we've got the Metal Maidens with 6 points, tied with the Farm Boys with 6 points. Anarchy on the board with 4 points. Firepower with 1 point.
Do not miss next week, where our teams will cross the raging waters of the Colorado River. Then making a harrowing 110-mile mad dash to the Las Vegas finish line.
Check out that look.
Yeah, right past you.
go, 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 go.
But I pimp smack you.